This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Mandates may save nursing homes. Good luck to the rest of us. U.S. Supreme Court majority let its ideology blind its duty to the community by voiding the public health vaccination mandate. But at least they found an excuse to require healthcare facilities to maintain a vaccinated workforce. Any healthcare facility, obviously including nursing homes and hospitals, that receives any federal money will have to follow the federal mandate and make sure that all workers and staff are vaccinated in order to protect their patients, who being in the facility are by definition in harm's way. Given the importance of Medicaid, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, and a host of other federal inputs in the national healthcare system, these mandates could cover most facilities other than, ironically, private pay care homes for the rich and privileged. What can we say but thanks for small favors that make a big difference? At Local 100 United Labor Unions, we represent nursing home and assisted living workers, and we jumped on this bandwagon and crawled out on this limb with our members and employers early and often, insisting that mandates were inevitable. Turns out we were right by default, underestimating the death wishes of the courts and some political parties. Once again, with the Omicron variant, the virus is raging in nursing homes with all the indices breaking new records, with case counts, hospital admissions, and now, tragically, death counts as well. Going into the third year of the pandemic in healthcare facilities, we have to wonder exactly what we've learned. Of course, the rest of us are now permanently in harm's way and dependent on the wisdom and good judgment of employers and their level of concern for their workers and clientele, which kind of defines a hope and a prayer. Outside of Texas, Florida, and other right-to-die states, we can root for local and state officials and their powers of persuasion in luring people to get shot and boosted. On the individual side, there's an uproar about testing and its availability. But talking to an expert, the quick reminder is that we need to depend on the vaccines, not the test. Sadly, there's still no substitute for good judgment, as well as some concern for the community as a whole. The CDC finally stated the obvious that cloth masks are an accessory to your wardrobe, rather than the most effective barrier to the virus. We'll see if that makes a difference at this late stage. We almost lost our bet on healthcare mandates, so it's hard to feel secure about making a bet on our fellow citizens now, who, in some cases, are doubling down on their obstinance and refusal to face the facts and get vaccinated. The height of the absurdity is when the unvaccinated, like Novak Djokovic and many others, too numerous to count, now claim immunity because they've survived a bout with COVID. Understand this, they ducked a bullet by tempting fate and now believe that somehow that gives them additional entitlement and protection from a virus. This would be too silly if it wasn't too sad. That's so crazy, it's not even wistful thinking, is it? We can only hope these precious individualists value their own company and their narcissistic stupor so much that they stay away from the rest of us and keep a distance from any healthcare facility, which may soon become one of the few places safe for all to go in dealing with the pandemic. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.